you know, good feeling this morning after the you know, outcome of the game yesterday, being able to win the division and, you know, being 5-0 in the AFC. So you know, that's good. We'll turn the page here and obviously move on to the Houston. They're a real good football team and be a big challenge for us this week. And try to you know, have a little extra time to prepare for them, which I'm sure that we'll need. But wasn't perfect down there yesterday. There's certainly a lot of things that we can do better. But give Miami credit. I thought they played us hard and played well, and they certainly caused us some of the problems. It wasn't all our not doing well. They performed well and created problems for us that you know, with their players and some of the schemes that they did. So good to win, but ready to move on and face the next challenge this week with Houston.
How would you assess the play of Kyle Arrington on Sunday, particularly his work against Devon Vest, a guy who put up pretty good numbers against you in the past?
Well, Vest is a real good player, and you know, he's you know, one of the best receivers we see inside in the slot. I thought Kyle played well, really, you know, had a solid game in terms of coverage, tackling, made a play on the blitz. But you know, again, I think that that's also a function of the overall team defense. Sometimes pass rush, you know, always helps out those defensive backs. Sometimes the coverage helps out the pass rush and all that. So, you know, overall defensively, I thought that we, for the most part, did a, you know, a fairly solid job. We had some plays that weren't the way we'd like for them to be, and but you know, overall, it was a pretty consistent game for us. Good on third down, a couple stops in the red area, forced field goal opportunities. So, but Kyle, you know, certainly held up this end of it and did a good job, as I said, in all phases of the game, not just the coverage, but run, force, tackling, opportunity he had to rush. So, solid.
Yeah, Coach, your offense has been, I guess, statistically anyway, the most productive in the NFL this year, but when it doesn't play up to that level, as I guess it yesterday, were you always confident that the defense could carry the team and be a dominant defense?
Well, each week, you know, every game plays out differently, and we don't go into any game thinking that it's going to be this way or it's going to be that way. You know, that this is going to be a 50-49 game, or it's going to be a 3-2 game, or that kind of thing. We just go in there and try to do the best we can to execute whatever plays or whatever situations come up, and then when the game plays itself out, then it plays itself out, and ultimately at the end, it comes down to being able to make the plays that you need to make to win the game. And I thought offensively, that was, you know, really a big key for us in this game was, when the game got to a certain point there in the fourth quarter, that we played our best football. We controlled the ball. We drove it the length of the field. We were able to go up by two scores, and that really changed the outcome of the game. And we've been in those situations before where we've, you know, thrown up a lot of big numbers, as you put it, or score some points or whatever, and then get to that point in the game and go 3-and-out. And so it's really about being able to do the things that you need to do to win the game. And I thought that's what we did offensively. We did as a total team, you know, like our punt coverage when we were backed up. And, you know, we made a number of plays that we needed to make critical times, but certainly offensively and on that last drive, that was, you know, it was a great drive at a critical point in the game. It's what we needed to do. And, you know, we did it. And that's what I'd like to see from an offense is, or a defense or any part of your team for that matter, is to make the critical plays that you need to make to win the game. That's really what it's all about, not just stats. And, you know, I think that's not what winning's about. Winning's about making the plays that you need to make to win the game.
Yeah, I guess the question is, again, defensively, we looked early against, I talked about the numbers, but, you know, you guys gave up big plays. But that hasn't been happening lately. Were you always confident that, as the season went on and guys played together more, got used to each other and the system, that the defense would be as solid as it's been the last several games?
Well, again, I think you just keep preparing and working every week. You try to get better every single week. It doesn't make any difference how well or not well you're doing. Each week you have new opportunities to improve and to start all over again on the new opponent and, you know, make the outcome what you want it to be that week. And I think that's really what this team has done every week, is every week we've taken those opportunities and tried to improve ourselves individually and as a team and with each unit. The defense has done that. And we've had some better results recently statistically. We've continued to win. So I think if we continue to work hard and prepare hard and you know, everybody tries to do a little bit better job at their job and with their unit within defense and defensively as a total group, we improve our communication and execution and, you know, all those things that we have to do, then we'll play better next week than we played this week. It doesn't mean the points or the yardage or the sacks or anything else is going to, but yeah, we just play better as a unit. That's what our goal is, improve everything.
Hey, Bill, I know you talked about it a little bit earlier with the punt coverage or the kick coverage in general, but it seemed like Matthew Slater, between the tackle on the botched punch early for Miami, and then I think at least two tackles down the field, backing them up pretty deep, and seemed like maybe he forced at least one fair catch. Seemed like he had a, I know he's always good, but, you know, maybe you need more of a standout day in the coverage game than he usually does. Could you just talk about the effort yesterday from him and just sort of in general on his play?
I thought he did an excellent job yesterday. You know, he was really good for us on, you know, we only had the one kickoff, and he was, you know, there on that play, even though Nico, really, I think Nico made the first hit on that. But it, overall in the punt coverage, I mean, he did a real good job. Again, Big Ten's, and as we know, an excellent returner. He's strong and he's fast, and Slate was able to, you know, make those plays and not really let him get started, which you always love to see from your gunner. I thought he played extremely well, played hard on our first kickoff return. And he got, you know, banged up a little bit, but he came back in and did everything and played well, very productive. I thought he had an outstanding game for us, really helped our field position and our punt coverage.
In a game where the offense wasn't necessarily able to flip the field in some of the situations, whether it was early in the third quarter or when you're backed up twice or whenever it was, I mean, does that sort of heighten or like maybe make his effort even more valuable given the circumstances?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he, you know, the situation there in the third quarter where we, you know, just, I mean, their, you know, Fields did a great job for them of, you know, punting the ball out. And they got, you know, one inside the 20, and then we, you know, we moved it out, and I think we ended up with a touchback, and then they punted us out on the two, and we made a first down, got a holding penalty, but, you know, at least we were able to get the ball back out to midfield and, you know, and then get a defensive stop, and, you know, they were far enough outside of field goal range, you know, when we got the defensive stop that, you know, we got the ball back without giving up any points, and so, sure, in a tight game like that, field position is so critical, and, you know, between the punting and the coverage, I thought Zoltan was backed up a couple times. You know, got the ball out of there pretty well. You know, probably his best punt was the one that didn't count on the roughing the punter. But his punting and Slater's coverage in a tight field position game like that, it was huge. Absolutely.